This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week, with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pirates have a new opportunity this weekend to rack up some more wins, and they're going to be showing off a couple of their top prospects. I guess three if you still count Jared Jones. He feels like a veteran, though. He feels like he's been around. Jared Jones starting today. Paul Skeens making his Major League debut tomorrow. And Nick Gonzalez reportedly getting called up from AAA, which is great. All great things to see. If you're ready to react, you can do that. 412-928-9370. The Fan Morning Show main will have some in-depth guests, a slate of guests today. One of which will be Oscar Marine. So you can check that out later on the Fan Morning Show. But, I mean, there's a lot to talk about today. The Pirates starting a long stretch, a 10-game stretch against two division opponents. The Pirates are getting a couple more players that could help them. Nick Gonzalez has been raking in AAA, so it's more or less exciting to see him come up and get the opportunity to play again today. There's a lot of excitement to go around. There's a lot to look forward to. I, for one, am excited. And if you are as well, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Let me know what you're thinking about Paul Skeens and his call-up to the big leagues, Nick Gonzalez's call-up to the big leagues, and just the pitchers that you want to see in this series are pitching. This is what you want. This is what everybody's talking about. How dangerous this Pirates team can be, and the rotation that headlines the threats on this team, and the pitchers that are expected to pitch in this series are to illustrate that. Again, you got Jones tonight, Skeens tomorrow, and I think it's Keller on Sunday. I'm going to double-check that as well. But if you know, give me a call, 412-928-9370. Or tweet me at callus_33. That's callus_33. That's all I'm going to talk about right now, is just for fans really to take this series in and really cherish this, though, because it's not every day that you have one of the most highly anticipated players making his Major League debut, and you get to watch that, you know, at your home ballpark. I mean, it's not often. This guy is legitimate. This guy dominated the minor leagues, shredded the minor leagues, and from everything that we've been hearing from everybody that's watched him and talked about him and just watching him on the mound, really, you think that he's going to be phenomenal. And you don't see this every day. You don't get to see this every day. You don't get to watch this in person. So if you can go out, if you have the opportunity to go out, of course, go out, see the game tomorrow for sure. But embrace this. No talk right now. I've been seeing that so much. You know, where's he going to be? Blah, 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 blah. Don't worry about that. Have fun with the day. Have fun with the weekend. And hope for the best. The Pirates have listened to, it seems, some of the offensive outcries where they've realized, hey, this isn't working. And now Nick Gonzalez is up here, perhaps to be a remedy for Jared Triolo's struggles recently. So now they're making moves corresponding with how they've been performing. And Gonzalez, again, he's been shredding in AAA. So the Pirates, now that's still a report. That hasn't been an official transaction yet, but reports and signs are pointing to Nick Gonzalez being on the Major League roster. The Pirates don't have a probable for Sunday, now that I looked that up as well. But, yeah, it's again, Jones today, Skeens tomorrow. Either way, just those two. And they're talking about Keller as well, and I kind of wanted to bring up Keller, whether he's pitching or not in this series, because now this is where the rotation two for the Pirates starts to have its final test. Because this is going to be the solidification of Paul Skeens. Or this is what we want. You want to embed him in this rotation and have him as a mainstay on this team. And for him, personally, this is a test because he has flourished at all other levels of baseball. Now, can he do that against the major leaguers? We've had people say that he can, and he has before. Looked like he can be a guy that can dominate Major League Baseball. One of the most highly anticipated pitcher debuts since Steven Strasburg. And this isn't just a Pirates thing as well, and this is something that can be exciting for Pittsburgh. Pirates are in the news because this guy's pitching tomorrow. The Pirates are being talked about. The Pirates rotation is being scrutinized and praised. Which is why it is super important that the Pirates offense figures it out on a consistent level, because you want to, I mean, these guys, if Keller's hot and Jones and Skeens do what Jones has been doing and what Skeens is anticipated to do, I mean, that's three games. That's three games out of every five that you have a shot in, for sure. And Martin Perez is fine. Bailey Falter has been doing fine. But it feels like you're guaranteed to have a shot in two to three games on every five-day stretch with those three as your headline starters. That should warrant some excitement. Now, if you want to call in and complain about the offense, too, or you want to tweet me and complain about the offense, you can do that, too, and I'll accept that. You know, from that type of feedback, because that is something that needs to be addressed and needs to be tweaked and taken care of now that Skeens is up here. And I think Nick Gonzalez being called up is one of those corresponding moves. That you bring him up and, you know, the way he's been hitting, and perhaps that can also add a spark into the lineup. And hopefully he's comfortable enough now to play in the majors. I mean, Nick Gonzalez so far has seemed like, you know, that quote-unquote quad A player. He's great in AAA, but he struggles in the major leagues. And hopefully that's over. I mean, that's for a guy that you got in the first round a few years ago, that's somebody that you want to be able to rely on. Jared Triolo hasn't been getting it done as of late. He's just seemed to struggle. And I like Jared Triolo, and I hope he figures it out. And I hope he's, you know, a role player on this team if he doesn't start. He's a guy that I think is good to have on your major league roster. Now, if they want to send him down as a corresponding move, perhaps that'll happen. Let him get more comfortable with a competition that's a bit easier. Whatever they do, though, I like Triolo. But Gonzalez just seemed like this was something that was necessary. Get a spark. I think we're all crying for Jake Lamb as well. And Ben Cherington, almost savaged with the answer that he gave. I think it was on Sunday, but one of the last times he talked to the public, he's like, well, you know, these guys batting 300 in AAA would come up here and probably do the same thing. Or no, it was if we sent down some of these major league guys to AAA, they'd probably be hitting 300 too, which take that for what it's worth. You know, from your Pirates general manager, but whatever the case may be, I think that there's a warrant for some change because the way that they've been putting together the lineup and with the personnel they've put out there, specifically for the offensive players, it just hasn't been working. So I think my only counter to Charrington's comments there would be, it can't get much worse. If you call those guys up, it can't get much worse. Now, there's some loyalty to be had in sports, and that's fine and respectable. You don't necessarily want to pull the trigger too early on you know, decisions like this. Whenever you have a snap decision, a snap idea to try to execute, yeah, it's a 162 game season. You want to give every guy the benefit of the doubt and see if they can recreate what made them interesting in the off season and in spring training. But now it's a point where Skeens is coming. Skeens can give you a guaranteed win once every fifth day, and you need the offense that can back you up. You need an offense that can score at least two runs and score at all, because if you don't, the starts are going to be wasted. The starts are going to be for naught, and that's just going to be frustrating to try to deal with as well. So, it's something. It's all something to consider, but I still look at this as just another opportunity for the Pirates. They've got another opportunity to go out and win some games. This time, though, they've got a 10-game stretch against division opponents, and now they have Paul Skeens on the Major League roster. Totally different. Totally different perspective looking at it like that. The Pirates now have their guy to lead the rotation, and you've got three big names now headlining your rotation. Jared Jones, Paul Skeens, and Mitch Keller. And I pray, and I hope, that Mitch Keller finds some consistency in his game as well. Still haven't seen consistency this season. We've seen bright spots where he's gone out and he's pitched well. Now it's time. I really want to see him be consistent and maybe have like a good half of the year, but like for two halves. You know what I'm saying? I hope he has a better season moving forward in its entirety, instead of just pitching well for a half of a season. And that's been his big thing. But now he's got the big contract, and now he has the expectations. There is going to be some criticism that the guy you're paying $77 million to is essentially going to be your number three starter now. That will gain some criticism. But I still hope the contract works out, and I'm not writing off Mitch Keller either. I just think he needs, more consistency. He's had some decent starts his last couple times out, and I hope that transitions as we move toward the Paul Skeens era. And that's something that has been talked about this week as well. You know, even before Paul Skeens got called up officially. There's just something about young guys too that get called up and kind of help you out that can inspire a team to do well. Like if a team's getting flat, having that exciting guy come up, that highly anticipated guy, like I think the players like when the attention's on the team and when you got a guy that can deal like Skeens deals, and that could help them morally as well. It could help them, or morality is the word I was looking for. They could help them with their morality. It could help them just feel more excited overall and have that extra added motivation to play hard because you know that guy's on the mound and you want to get that guy's wins and proper attention and make sure that, when he sets you up to win that you capitalize and are able to score. And that's really it. That's what the Pirates got to do. So we'll see. Like, whatever impact Skeens is going to have, it seems like, you know, nationally, from a Major League Baseball overall standpoint, this is exciting. People are paying attention. We in Pittsburgh, I think the majority of us are excited to see him pitch, regardless of some of the pessimistic people out there. I think for the most part, generally, we're excited to see Skeens go and pitch. So just enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weekend for what it is. Now, if they get swept, I'm probably going to come in on Monday and be frustrated, and I hope that Skeens doesn't lose because he gave up, you know, 9 runs. But enjoy the weekend. Enjoy the weekend for what it's worth. These games are crucial, and I think it'd be good, at least in this series, because it's at home this weekend, to get out there, get a good showing, and, you know, inspire the team yourselves just with your presence and your support. And that's really it. Now it's just left to see him pitch. The Fan Morning Show is going to talk to Oscar Marin later today, Pirates pitching coach, because Marin is going to have Skeens in his staff now and is going to be coaching him up at the major league level. So it'll be interesting to hear Marine's perspective on what they want to do with Skeens, if anything. Because a lot of us just think, too, that you just send Skeens out there, right? Is there really anything to instruct him on right now? Now, of course, if he starts to struggle, if he ever has times where the league figures him out, you know, Marine can certainly help him, you know, counter that. That's usually what sports is. It's countering what your opponent is doing, especially if what you're doing is not working. But it'll be interesting to see what Marine has to say. I wonder, you know, what approach he's going to take coaching a guy like Paul Skeens. That will be at 9 o'clock this morning. So Oscar Marin, Pirates pitching coach, is going to be on with Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson on the morning show at 9 o'clock. So that's something to look forward to. And even if you miss it, don't forget. Excuse me, my voice is a little... it's getting lost by the second. But, yeah, rewind on the Odyssey app, too. That's AUDACY Odyssey. You can rewind up to 72 hours. So even if you miss that, you can rewind on the app and listen to that. Again, 9 o'clock, Oscar Marin with the Fan Morning Show. Coming up next, Paul Skeens got some comparisons to Steven Strasburg. I heard this on the Cook and Joe show. Not Cook and Joe anymore, though. The Joe Starkey Show with Paul Zeiss. But I heard them talking about Steven Strasburg and making some comparisons to Paul Skeens that I want to go over next, because I think that it's interesting to think about Skeens as it relates to the career of Steven Strasburg. You're welcome to get a phone line anytime as well, 412-928-9370. You can talk to me on that number. That's 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at @Callas_33. That's @CALLAS_33. And then we can work through my hoarse voice this morning. We can do that together. You know, hopefully you can take some of the conversation as well and give your opinions so I can help my voice get not as overly worked. Again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, what a morning it's been. I'm trying to get my voice back. We're talking about the Pirates. Paul Skenes is making his debut. And all of the optimistic anticipation we had for him coming up is paying off. Got to think about that too, right? The Pirates pretty much let him get to the majors in a reasonable time. We didn't have to wait for June, so that's exciting. This is the Fan Early Morning Show, by the way, on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. My name is Nicholas Harry-Kellis. Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here and be talking to you. This morning, if you want to get a phone line, 412-928-9370, it's a fan hotline number. You can also talk to me on X at Kallas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. Again, this is the Fan Early Morning Show. It's for the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale. That's our Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. And now, Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st. On the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox, you can go to sunchevy.com today. High of 60, low of 49. It's going to be overcast through the morning and the early afternoon. And tomorrow, high of 58, low of 43, 45% chance of rain. There is a bit of a chance of rain as well this morning. So just, you know, just be careful out there. Or just, you know, if you're expecting sunshine and spring temperatures, you're not going to get that this weekend. It is going to be rather chilly. I would like to go over some Paul Skenes and Steven Strasburg comparisons. I'll do that, though. But first, I got some callers on the line that want to chat. So I'll talk to this caller now at 412-928-9370. Good morning. Is this Terry?
Yes, good morning.
Terry, I love hearing from you, man. What's on your mind this morning?
Hey, yeah, sorry to hear about your voice, first of all.
Oh, I'm making it through. Crowley made me a hot beverage, so I appreciate
all
him.
Right.
I'm feeling a little better.
He's not abusing you then this morning.
No. We're going to save that for the show, you know.
Hey, no, I just wanted to say, yeah, it's going to be great watching these two go back-to-back, Jones and Skenes. That's going to be something to watch. I don't know if Skenes is going to outdo Jones or not. I mean, that kid, I think he just got the hit factor. I don't know what it is about him. I just really like him. I think he's going to be a superstar for a long time. But the other thing is I just think they should go with a six-man rotation right now just to try to save some of their arms. At least they get the bats going again. Because that's the other thing that scares me is the offense, obviously. It's not like one or two guys are in a slump. You know, the whole team's in a slump. And, boy, for that whole team to come out, that's the only thing that's scaring me a little bit.
Sure. All right, Terry, yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, Skenes being a superstar, Jones being a superstar. You know, hopefully they can have success and constant success in their careers, absolutely. The offense does have to pick it up, so you're right about that. Absolutely. So, yeah, just the things to look for. And, Terry, yeah, what you said, I'm with you. 412-928-9370 if you want to give me a call this morning, if you want to have a conversation with me as well. But, yeah, Terry, I agree with most of what you're saying. And, yeah, we want to be excited here. We want to see what this team can do. And now hopefully they're going to get the spark that they need with Gonzalez reportedly coming up and Skenes officially getting the call. So we'll just see how they do. But, again, important series coming up, 10 games straight of NL Central opponents the Pirates are playing. They're going to play the Cubs twice and the Brewers once, and they're playing the Brewers on the road, which is never fun and never good because the Brewers seem to always do well when they play at home. Real quick, though, I heard Paul Zeiss and Joe Starkey talking on the Joe Starkey show yesterday a little bit about, okay, if Paul Skenes is indeed at least as good as Steven Strasburg, if not better, what does that look like for the Pirates as a team and their success if just one player creates the trajectory for a team? And they were talking about, well, it took 10 years, right? About nine, actually, to be exact, because Strasburg made his debut in 2010, And then the Nationals won the World Series in 2019 with Strasburg in some different roles at that point after, you know, he needed to reconstruct his arm because of some injuries. So, you know, but he was World Series MVP that year, and he got paid immediately the year after before his career collapsed. But, yeah, he was one of the cornerstones. You know, he was pretty much the ace of that team, and him paired with Max Scherzer made the Nationals a dangerous team. But they talked about, okay, it took 9 years for them to win the World Series. What is that going to look like for the Pirates if Skeens can indeed lead them to a World Series? And I just thought about it this way, though, from this perspective, because I think it's important to keep this in mind, too. It's not even necessarily about the World Series wins that, I mean, you want to get one of those. But just think about like how many more chances the Pirates are going to have with Skeens in the rotation that they wouldn't have previously had. And the Nationals, keep in mind, too, won the division 4 times in the 2010s decade. So that's also fun, too. You can have exciting playoff wins, and you don't want to choke like the Nationals did. And hopefully the Pirates, if they do indeed make the playoffs, can avoid that. But, I mean, for the most part, when I compare Skeens and Strasburg, hey, I mean, if the pitcher is the exact correlation in these cases, I mean, the Pirates could win the National League Central with him at the helm and you know, be division winners and host playoff games for years to come, which is, I would say, a little less exciting than winning a World Series, but still, like, you never know what can happen. You just need to get there and have a chance. And the Nationals had a chance, you know, winning the division four times in the 2010s decade before making it in as a wild card team and winning in 2019. So, I mean, anything's possible from that regard, and I, you know, appreciated their discussion talking about it because I think it's an interesting comparison. But hey, I mean, even if the Pirates can be closer to winning a division and, you know, having a favorite impression in the playoffs, that's what we want too. And then, you know, the more solid you're constructed, the better chance you have of making it through the playoffs and then potentially winning the World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.